Hey guys, I'm Elizabeth and I'm with my partner Victoria. Welcome to our podcast where we'll be discussing the parable of the sower and the parable of the mustard seed. A parable is basically an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Have you ever wondered why Jesus spoke in parables? Well, today we'll tell you why. The first parable that we'll be elaborating on is the parable of the sower. Stay tuned! The parable of the sower. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came up and ate it. Some fell on rocky places where it didn't have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell along thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on the good soil, where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear." The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, 'You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts. In turn, I will heal them.' But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. It is important for us to reflect on this parable because it brings such a great message. Jesus used this parable to explain to his followers and to the disciples how there are different responses to the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. The sower in the parable is Jesus, and the seed is the word of God. The hard ground represents someone with a hardened heart full of sin that hears the word of God but does not accept it. Satan is able to keep this person from growing at all. The stony ground is someone who shows interest and awareness in the gospel, yet his heart isn't fully convicted, so that when trouble comes to his faith, is not strong enough to stand. The thorny ground is a person who receives the gospel, but who has many other idols and distractions in life, worries, riches, and lust, which take over his mind and heart, and he cannot grow in the truths of God's word. The good soil is someone who has heard and received the word of God and allows it to take root and grow within his life. The person represents true salvation that bears good fruit. CCC 2707 says, "There are as many and varied methods of meditation as there are spiritual masters. Christians owe it to themselves to develop the desire to meditate regularly, lest they come to resemble the three first kinds of soil in the parable of the sower. But a method is only a guide. The important thing is to advance with the Holy Spirit along the way of prayer, Christ Jesus." Jesus spoke the parable of the sower to teach how important the state of our heart is to receiving the gospel and how our salvation is proved by our choices and actions after hearing the gospel.
Hi, everybody. So today I'm going to be reading the mustard seed parable from the Bible on Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 through 33. Jesus told another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted into his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree so that the birds come and perch into its branches. So it's basically to explain it all into detail. The sower is Jesus himself. He is the planter who came to atone for our sins so that we might be fruitful. The mustard seed was the smallest seed known at the time. While it became more of a shrub than a tree, it can reach about 10 feet high. The mustard seed represents the gospel, starting out very small but growing to reach millions throughout the world who will inherit the kingdom. The field represents all the people of the earth who will receive him. The tree is rooted in Jesus Christ and has grown a harvest far beyond its initial planting. The tree offers a refuge for his faithful to rest in him. A tree, whose large branches offer a sanctuary for birds, was a familiar Old Testament symbol for a mighty kingdom which gave shelter to the nations. The tree represents earthly greatness and refuge to nations. The tiny mustard seed, growing to be a tree, symbolizes Jesus' offer of refuge and life in God's kingdom. CCC 543 says, "Everyone is called to enter the kingdom. First announced to the children of Israel, the Messianic kingdom is intended to accept men of all nations. To enter it, one must first accept Jesus' word. The word of the Lord is compared to a seed which is sown in a field. Those who heard with the faith are numbered among the little flock of Christ, have truly received the kingdom. Then, by its own power, the seed sprouts and grows until it harvests." Jesus predicts while the church will grow extremely large for just a small start, it will not remain pure. The kingdom of God will grow without the assistance of us on earth. We need to cooperate with the teachings of the kingdom in order to yield its fruit. The word of God can start small and grow into something great. This is shown in the growth of the church, but it also applies to the coming of the kingdom in heaven. These images are used because the people of the time are very familiar with the seeds and planting. It is necessary that we recognize that the kingdom is not dependent on us, but is given for our benefit. Well, that's all the time we have for today for our podcast. Thanks for listening to me and Elizabeth's podcast on the parable of the sower and the parable of the mustard seed. I hope you've all learned something from these parables and will use these experiences to guide yourself into God's arms. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye!
Sources used for this podcast are BibleGateway.com, BibleStudyTools.com, GotQuestions.org, AllAboutJesusChrist.org, and Vatican.va.